great 3 points, basically. You know, we didn't really play particularly well, but fantastic result. And I think that we've had a few days we've played pretty well and lost. So, you know, to play not great and to get 3 points was very rewarding for us as a team. So it was good.
Okay, and Wando, talk about his development this year.
Wando's a good player, you know, and that's the reason he's here. So very happy for him. You know, he's one of the guys that, unsung hero, if you like, that doesn't get much press. And you know, he comes in and out of the team and doesn't say a word, just works really, really hard. And it's just nice for a fella like him to really get the headlines. And he deserves it. Two terrific goals he scored, you know, so three now. So really, really happy for him.
Obviously, the first goal for him, he just put it in, you know, 2 yards out, set up by Ryan. The second goal was a PK. Does this kind of show what his finishing ability is?
Yeah, he needs to get a header next so he can finish that off. But no, well, his first goal was a great finish, great ball by Ryan, but a good finish. Penalties are never easy, obviously. 12-yard shot out with the goal of the beat. But tonight was a typical Wando goal that we see every day in practice. He can really hit a ball. And, you know, someone like him, when he's confident and feeling good about himself, he's good and he's doing real well right now. So I'm very happy for him.
How about ball possession and passing? That seemed to be pretty good.
Well, from Wando or the team?
Oh, for the team.
I thought it was spurts. I didn't think it was good. I thought they managed the ball better than we did. You know, and I said to our guys at halftime, we're a team that's not really a long sort of 20 pass possession team. We're more of a up back and then try and get a break. So, especially at home. So I said at halftime, we've got to, you know, we can't try and play like they play. We don't play like that. We haven't got the horses to do that. We were more direct. I think we're more dynamic, going straight to goal and not keeping it. And I think we've got to get back to our game plan, which works. You know, when we're aggressive going to the ball and going forward, we're a good team. If we try to play a different style, I think we look poor.
Defensively, even though they did have that possession, you guys kept them from getting the dangerous chances yep. that Chivas had last week. What went into that?
Well, just, you know, dogged defending, good shape, good team shape, good individual play, but good team play. I think that we're starting to believe in our, you know, a player next to each other. You know, so it's your partner's next year's centre-back. You feel he's a good player and you don't doubt each other. I think that's important. You know, you don't mind stepping tight and getting sort of tied to somebody because you know your partner's going to help you out. And I think that the teamwork's been good in that front. I think that it can get better, we know. But, you know, obviously it's to get a clean sheet against a team that's good was good tonight.
Was that made more impressive by the fact that you didn't have Ike and you had Bobby back there?
Yep, but Bobby's a good player. You know, again, we have a strong squad. So what I felt tonight, you know, I said it before the game, I was hoping it come true that we wouldn't miss a beat by leaving players or having players out of the lineup. So I felt that tonight was a good indication of our squad, and it was good.
Frank, what does it tell you that if you didn't manage the ball exactly the way you wanted? We were talking yesterday a little bit about that. But you still came away with a clean sheet.
Mm-hmm.
What does that tell you about your team?
Well, soccer's about scoring and not conceding goals. Whether you could keep the ball you want, but in the end, if you've got to score goals to win and you've got to not concede goals. So, you know, although playing pretty's good and I think the possession side of things can be better for us, it doesn't matter. You know, it really doesn't. We can't move the ball better. I thought we played well against New England, to be honest. That was probably our best, I think our best performance since I've been here, back here. I think tonight was just an average performance, but a great spirit from the team.
Pleased with Ryan's performance after coming back
yeah.
from Germany?
Yeah, not hard. I said to him when he came off, you've had a tough week. Got through it, you know, he put his work in. I thought it was good for an hour, and I felt the change was needed, and it helped us.
Obviously, he hasn't scored in 5 matches, but is he a more complete player now than he
Yeah,
been?
He does well. You know, he leads the line well, but he could have scored tonight. You know, he had I think in the first 5 minutes, had a good break that normally Ryan will slot in, but his goals will come. He works hard. He really, you know, works on his finishing every day in practice, so you know, strikers probably other than Edson Buddle right now are streaky. They get sort of the coming gluts, and I think Ryan will get goals this year, no problem.
Can you talk a little bit about Bobby?
Which one?
Bobby Conklin, sorry. He seemed to have a lot of energy, particularly at the start when you really needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And not just in the attack, but coming back to help out in defense.
Yeah, I think Bobby's playing very well right now. Very well for the team. He ran all night, he used the ball well. I felt a little unlucky with a couple of his final passes, but he's, you know, he's a true team member and he's doing well, and I'm pleased for him too. It's not easy, you know, getting sort of a little bit of stick here and there from not the press, but you know, even me. You know, we want more from Bobby, and I think we're getting it. I think that there's a little more to come with his final ball, but I think his work rate and his teamwork and his desire to do well is there.
Was it a stroke of coaching genius to pull him in that first half of the first match?
You make that decision. I don't know. I mean, people need, you know, whatever. I pulled two guys off the field, and we had to change it. So, you ask him that. Don't ask me.
Thoughts on Eduardo's 30 minutes?
Good, you know, we weren't possessing the ball well. I thought he did some good stuff, you know, in the little spells he had. There's more to come from him, for sure. And, you know, he will help us keep the ball and help us be dangerous. And I think he worked hard tonight, and obviously he's been out for a long, long time. So it was nice to see him get on the field finally.